Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to The Powerful Patient. I'm Joyce Graff and I'm delighted to have you with me today. We're going to talk today about ways that we can get some sort of biofeedback, they used to call it, but as some feedback on how are we doing in managing our health. And there are a number of new ways of evaluating that, partly out of an effort to make ways that we could evaluate not only ourselves, but our primary care physicians. How well are they doing in helping us manage things like high blood pressure or diabetes? Are there better ways that we can get information back that would tell us whether we're all doing a good job or whether we need to modify what we're doing? This program is brought to you each week by the VHL Family Alliance. VHL stands for von Hippel-Lindau disease, and it's one of those complex medical conditions. We call it a complex medical condition if you're dealing with more than one medical specialist. So if you have more than one specialist in your life, you too have a complex medical condition. So the themes that we choose here are things of interest to people with those complex medical conditions or with various disabilities. And we hope that you'll find themes of interest to you from time to time. Let me play you some information about von Hippel-Lindau disease, and we'll be right back to talk about today's topic. So, here comes some information about VHL.
Von Hippel-Lindau disease, or VHL, is a genetic condition involving abnormal growth of tumors in some parts of the body. VHL occurs in every ethnic group worldwide. At this time, there's no cure, but research is helping those afflicted and their families learn how to manage their disease. When a family member has a tumor, it affects everyone in the family. VHL Alliance works to improve diagnosis, treatment, and the quality of life. Finding tumors early, getting the best treatment, and sharing information with others to help them cope is what VHL Alliance is all about. They're available to help lessen the stress of living with this lifetime chronic disease. Support the Cancer Research Fund of the VHL Alliance at VHL.org. That's Very Happy Life, VHL.org. 1-800-767-4-VHL.
Hi, this is Joyce, and I'm back with you. Our speaker has not arrived yet, so I think what I'm going to do is take a few minutes to go see if I can... Oh, wait a minute. I think she just showed up. Hi. Hi. Good
this
morning.
This is Debbie. Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
Just fine. So glad that you're here. Hi.
I'm so sorry that I'm a few minutes late. I'm glad to be here, too.
These things happen. So anyway, I just did the intro for the show, so we'll talk a little bit more. This is Dr. Deborah Roslin, the co-author of Stopping Emotional Eating and co-founder of an organization called HeartMath. So, Dr. Roslin, could you please tell us a little bit about what is HeartMath?
HeartMath is a system for people that's very simple, scientifically based, to synchronize their heart, brain, spirit, nervous system, and be able to really self-empower through changing times, through taking charge of their psychophysiology. And it was founded in 1991 by Doc Childry and about 30 others, researchers, engineers, scientists, who really wanted to discover if there was a critical link between the emotional system and the heart, the physical heart. And after several years of research, we found that link and then developed more research and a whole system for people to learn to get in sync.
So this is a, is it fair to say that it's a kind of biofeedback that gives you some feedback about how well you're doing?
Well, that's one part of it. The HeartMath system is a combination of scientific research methods in order to get your system synchronized, heart and brain synchronized, and nervous system, which and so be able to self-regulate your emotions and autonomic nervous system, which controls 90% of the body's involuntary functions. the technology, which we call the M-Wave, E-M-W-A-V-E, actually is a type of heart rhythm biofeedback that shows you when you're in the zone or in the flow and when you're not, when you're out of sync, when you're in stress, and then helps guide you through the heart math tools and techniques to get back in sync. So heart math is a total system, methods, technology, and scientific understanding of how the heart and brain talk to each other and how we can use that to improve our health and well-being.
So how is this calculated? Is this a device, or do I have to do this in the doctor's office, or how does it work?
No, you can do it as an individual. The M-Wave technology and the HeartMath tools and training are available at HeartMath.com, and people can get the handheld M-Wave personal stress reliever, which you can take with you, which actually can help you prep for stressful events and reset your response to stress as you move through the day. And there's also a desktop version, works on Mac or PC, that you can have on as well. And there's different self-regulation games you can play to help train you, because your goal in this is to reset your physiological response to stress and increase your heart rhythm synchronization, the baseline level. And when that happens, you have more ability to manage your health and well-being and actually take charge of yourself and be able to make the behavior changes like stopping emotional eating or other behavior changes that you couldn't do before.
So is there an app for my smartphone?
It's coming.
Uh-huh.
We don't have it yet, but it's coming. But right now, the handheld technology, the HemWave, which is the first health technology that won the Consumer Electronics Show People's Choice Last Gadget Standing Award as the technology for our times. That provides you with a sensor that you would need to get anyway to go with your smartphone, because to get the biofeedback, you need the sensor to show you what's happening in your heart rhythm pattern. So you can get that little handheld right now and use it, or plug it into your computer.
So the sensor then is measuring, presumably, my heart. Tell us what else is involved here.
The sensor is measuring your heart rate variability, which is the beat-to-beat changes in your heart rate. It doesn't care if your heart rate's low or high. It's looking at the pattern of the beats, whether you're at a high heart rate or a low heart rate, because in that pattern, and this was the breakthrough research done at the Institute of Heart Math, in that pattern reveals your emotional state. And so if the pattern is real disordered and jagged, then you're in stress. And so when you're feeling positive emotions, you're feeling like you're in the flow and you're feeling joy or appreciation or genuine love or care or compassion, all those positive feelings change the heart rhythm pattern to a very smooth, harmonious, ordered sine wave pattern. And it really looks beautiful. So it's sort of like the pattern of the heart rhythm reflects how we feel inside. When you're feeling stressed, angry, frustrated, and we feel like a jagged, edgy earthquake inside, and our heart rhythm pattern matches that. And when we're feeling like we're on top of things and in our heart and at ease and peace and loving, then the pattern shifts to a beautiful, harmonious, harmonic sine wave. So the technology shows you what the pattern is of your heart rhythm, and that gives you a clue of what's going on inside me right now, and then it guides you through a technique called quick coherence to be able to shift from the jagged pattern to the smooth pattern within a minute or two. And that's where it's so powerful, because it's shifting your heart rhythm that does it, not just thinking positive thoughts. And then that enables you to shift the feeling state. So it's really a powerful tool.
So there's something in this device that helps shift my heart pattern?
Well, it guides you through a technique that is provided with it. On the computer screen, you can click a button and you hear a voice guiding you of how to focus in your heart and breathe through your heart and how to find the rhythm to activate the positive feeling that you need to make it shift. It's not going to shift it for you. You still have to make the shift in yourself, but it holds your hand to tell you how to do it. On the handheld device, it comes with a CD that tells you how to do that.
I see. Okay.
And then as you practice this, as you use this a few times a day, and there's a whole practice plan that comes with it, what we've seen in research is within 6 to 9 weeks, you have more of this smooth coherence happening in your heart rhythm baseline, whether or not you're using the technology. So it's rewiring. You're rewiring yourself. So your default baseline becomes more of this balanced flow state, whereas a lot of us today have a default baseline in our stress response, you know, all impatient reactions. And, you know, it's a challenging time. We're all going through changing times. And this is a real tool for empowering yourself right on the physiological level.
Okay. So tell us more about the neuro side of things. You mentioned the sympathetic nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us, I don't know, first of all, I'm not sure all of us know what the sympathetic nervous system is. So.
Sure. Well, there's the autonomic nervous system, which is made up of two sides. The sympathetic nervous system, which speeds things up, speeds your heart rate up, speeds up digestion, speeds your system up. And the parasympathetic nervous system, which slows things down, slows down your heart rate. And these two sides are operating all the time, and together they're called the autonomic nervous system. And most yoga practices, ancient yoga, is all based upon learning how to balance and regulate your autonomic nervous system, because as you do that, you improve health, you change how you perceive things, you empower yourself.
And this is something that normally we don't even think about. This all happens sort of automagically in the background.
Right. That's why it's called autonomic. And yet that autonomic nervous system, different from the central nervous system, which is when you push, you know, which runs your arms and your muscles, this is controlling 90% of your body's involuntary functions. This autonomic nervous system, the interaction between parasympathetic and sympathetic, is controlling your immune response, your hormonal response, as well as your heart rate. And it's also signaling from between the heart and the brain. They're talking to each other. So there's actually a little brain in your heart independent of this nervous system. It's got its own little heart nervous system called the intrinsic cardiac ganglia. And it's sending messages to the brain along the vagal nerve about how the body feels. And this nerve, this vagal nerve, this heart brain is not controlled by the head brain. In fact, there's more wires, if you will, going from this heart to the head, telling the brain what's going on and what to do in response, than the other way around. And that is just powerful new discovery, because we used to think the brain controlled everything. And now we know the heart controls as much as the brain, and there's a two-way conversation, and the autonomic nervous system is kind of in the middle responding to this dialogue. So when you use the M-wave or you use the technique to get into this smooth harmonic heart rhythm state, this what we call coherence because it's a sine wave, when you get into that state, the heart and brain are in sync. That's when there's this open communication channel and you have higher cortical function, your executive functions work better, and you know how it feels when we're in flow or in the zone or in feeling like we're on our prime. And when it's the other way, when you're in stress, what happens is that communication channel is out of sync and your brain and body go into the stress response, and that inhibits your cortical function. That's why bright people often say stupid things once they're angry, right?
Right. Well, so let's just go over this one more time. So the voluntary actions are like I say, okay, hand, go get that pencil. And
right.
So my brain tells my hand to move in a particular way and grasp the pencil and so forth.
And
so
it's using the central nervous system to do that, right?
Right. And then there's breathing that normally happens without my giving it any conscious thought. It just
right.
kind of happens in the background.
Right.
But it's been amazing to me to see how many different ways our bodies have these very intricate balances of sensors and controls, a little bit like the thermostat in your house. You know, if it gets
yeah.
too cold, it says, nope, kick the heat on, I need more heat. Well, similarly, if we're, as you say, under stress or something, then your body says, hey, wait a minute, we need more oxygen, so breathe faster, you know, or
right.
heart beats faster because you need to get that oxygen to those muscle cells because we're probably going to need those muscle cells to get this body out of here. So there's this whole very intricate feedback mechanism that's going on without any conscious thought on our part.
That's controlled by the autonomic nervous system and this heart-brain dialogue that's going on, whether we're thinking about the weather or enjoying a sports game or whatever we're doing. Now, why this is so important is if you can gain some self-regulation of that autonomic nervous system, you can improve health outcomes very quickly, and that's where this is so important. Because when it's out of balance over time, the stress response kind of gets stuck, and then you create stress-induced chronic diseases or addictions or health problems, things that are out of balance. But we can help bring it back into balance not only through nutrition, exercise, and the other ways that are helpful, but through our own emotional management and self-regulation. And people know that in their own hearts. They know that intuitively inside. They have to do a little something, and the M wave shows you what to do, because emotional regulation, this is really important, emotional regulation and being able to regulate your autonomic nervous system go hand in hand. The emotion is the connection.
Interesting. It sounds like this is yet another advancement on the path that Herbert Benson started years and years ago in understanding how we can consciously begin to control our blood pressure through things like meditation.
Absolutely. And Herb Benson, the relaxation response, he was taking research from Eastern traditions and you know, Western meditation traditions and trying to make it simple for people. What's the keys here? And this is the same understanding of how the body works, the psychophysiology, and how we can get some of the same results if you're trying to do a meditation and your mind won't shut down or whatever, you're quiet. This helps you get there really quick to the place, as John Gray, who's the author of, you know, Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus, is a big fan of the M-Way. He says this takes people to the meditative state that can need sometimes 20 years of practice without this heart biofeedback to get to.
Right. So we're getting some numbers, some feedback that says, wait a minute, you need to do ABC in order to get things back in sync?
Yes. And it shows you there's three lights on the M-Wave, red, blue, and green. And plus, you can see your heart rhythm pattern in real time on the desktop, the computer version. You can see it moving. You can see it on the handheld, too. It's just displayed differently. Mm-hmm. But you see it when it shifts. You see it when it goes out. You see it when it comes back. And then you go, oh, my God, what happened there? Oh, I was just got distracted, or I was thinking about, you know, that my boss, and it went really crazy. And it shows you how you're responding to your inner world, your inner thoughts and feelings, how the heart is responding. And so when you're just in a normal state or stress state, when you're not in the sink, it's red. The lights are red. When you start to practice one of the heart math techniques that help you get in sync, it turns blue. And that means there's some coherence, some smoothing happening in the heart rhythms. And then as you continue that, it goes into high coherence where it's a perfect harmonic sine wave and the light turns green. And then it gives you a challenge to see how long you can continue in blue or green, and it gives little lights that add up, you know, your accumulated coherence score. And then when you've reached a certain level, you'll hear a ding, 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 a reward tone. So it's helping you train yourself over a period of a few minutes to stay in that state and become familiar with it so that it becomes a new habit pattern. And you can reference back to it when you need to during the day.
Right, because these emotional responses are so automatic that we frequently don't realize that we're doing this.
Right.
So we need some way to say, hey, whoa, look, take a quick look here. You're really firing off when you don't need to.
Exactly right. And oftentimes we don't realize that stuff till after the fact, and the drain is already there, and we go, darn it, I shouldn't have reacted to that. I shouldn't have responded to that email right away. I should have waited. I would have said something different, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole cascade of events, you know, feedback in ourselves, it doesn't feel good, relationship issues, health issues, all of that come from when we aren't aware enough of what's going on inside so we can make more effective choices. And this helps you develop that awareness, read your internal signals, know what they mean, and make better choices. And we find that within 6 to 9 weeks, people can expect results of reduced stress symptoms, improved sleep, less anxiety, less depression, more sense of connection with others. I mean, really profound changes that also relate to health improvements.
Now, most of what we've talked about is the interaction between the heart and the emotions. So I'm still a little unclear on the way that the nervous system is involved here.
Okay. So think of the heart rhythm pattern, which is the pattern of the beat-to-beat heart rate, and that the heart talks to the brain in 4 different ways. It talks to the brain through blood pressure waves. It talks to the brain through, you know, the electromagnetic waves that go out with every beat. It talks to the brain because it produces hormones on its own, the heart does, that affect the brain function. And the heart also has this intrinsic nervous system. So it's got a nervous system that's talking to the brain, and then the brain responds through the nervous system back. And so you think of the nervous system as this information highway of communication. And so when your heart rhythms are out of sync, the heart signals the thalamus and the amygdala and the other parts of the brain to go into the fight-flight stress response because for protection. And the brain goes, oh, my God. And so you go into stress, and that creates a whole other cascade of digestive and hormonal and autonomic responses in this two-way dialogue. And the heart, when the body feels good, when you've shifted to a state of love or compassion for yourself or others, and you feel that, the heart signals the brain, we're in this positive feeling state, everything's okay, activate the higher cortical functions. It's called cortical facilitation. You think better, you have more intuition, more mental clarity, you make better decisions. So the nervous system is this information highway going on between the heart, brain, and the whole body. Does that answer your question?
I think so. So if the heart and the brain are in this state of coherence, as you say, then the parasympathetic nervous system is, or the autonomic, I should be saying, nervous system is going to be calm and everything's going to be okay. Is that true? It's kind of fallout from the interaction between the heart and the brain?
Exactly. You're going to perceive life differently. You might perceive the glass half full instead of half empty, or you just, instead of hearing somebody saying something and over-personalizing it, like, oh, I wonder if they like me or dislike me, you might see from a more balanced perspective that it's just them having a bad day. You get a different perspective shift. In it both, so it affects how you perceive, how you react. Like if you're in sports, you know, you're playing a game, you're more in the zone, everything's more synced up, or in health, it allows the body to rebalance and have a different balance, immune and hormonal responses. So it's this very key central connection between the emotions, the mind and the heart, and how they are in sync or out of sync, and how they are affecting the stress response or not.
Okay, so this is something that we can do as individuals, and that helps, what, reduce our need for blood pressure medication, or what other benefits are there, and how would we use this in conversation with our physicians?
Well, I think we can't make medical claims, obviously, for the M-Wave.
Right.
It's an education device, and you use it to learn emotional management skills, and I think you can talk to your physician about using it, because 10,000 health professionals are using this with their patients or clients, and recommending it. It's being used in dozens of hospitals and healthcare systems throughout the United States and in other countries. So either your physician may or may not have heard about it, but mm-hmm. they're going to probably encourage you to do anything to manage your stress and improve your stress response. Now, a lot of people are going to say, well, you can do the same thing, taking a hot bath, going for a walk, going on vacation, doing some deep breathing. You can, to a degree, but if those worked, we would be a less stressed out society.
Well, and besides, it's pretty hard to take a hot bath in 10 minutes in the office. So
exactly.
Exactly. If it's something that's portable and more easily invoked, even while you're in the stress, that has advantages right there.
You're saying it for me. You're absolutely right. So, again, you know, there have been studies where people have used these methods, many studies, and have seen huge changes in physical symptoms like high blood pressure or changes in hormonal patterns or changes in lots of things. You know, cortisol levels go down, DHEA levels go up. Again, you should use that kind of thing if you have hypertension, though, with the consultation of your doctor.
Sure. So it's not a cure-all, but it certainly is an interesting tool that we might bring to bear in situations where there's high blood pressure, especially where you're having difficulty controlling it with medication. You could try adding this rather than adding another drug and just, as you say, work with your doctor on it. What about things like anger management?
Oh, very key for that. I wrote a book with HeartMath founder Doc Childrey called Transforming Anger, and it has a lot of methods and HeartMath techniques and research on how to actually not just manage anger but transform it, really reset the anger response and really be able to manage your life so that your reactions to situations are more balanced and objective. And it really is activating the heart. It's not just a cognitive behavioral change process. It's really engaging the power of your heart to make these changes. And that's what's different about HeartMath. We honor all the other approaches, and cognitive behavioral therapy can be very effective in some situations. Other areas, it's not as effective because people really have to put their heart into it, as the metaphor goes. And this shows you how to do that to power up and take charge of yourself. The M wave, again, will give you feedback when you're in that zone that enables you to really make those behavior and attitudinal changes. So it's a lot used in anger management courses, in couples therapy, you know, between spouses who've got into habits of negation with each other. In fact, there's several therapists who won't even let the couples start talking until they're in the green on the M wave, because the conversation is completely different.
Interesting. So give us an example. I mean, if you're feeling angry, then traditionally they would tell you, now count to 10, don't respond until you've counted to 10. How would you add this device into an anger situation?
Well, I would say when you're feeling angry, focus your attention in the area of your heart. And pretend that your breath is coming in and out of the heart area. That takes the energy out of the mind reaction zone and into the heart zone. And then I would say activate a feeling of compassion for yourself and the other person. Because, you know, it doesn't mean you're agreeing with them or disagreeing. You're just coming back to balance. Or breathe a feeling, activate a feeling of ease. You have to change the feeling state. And sometimes you need to walk away from the situation a while to be able to take control and do that. Or you can get on your M wave and see it shift from red to green. But you really have to take charge in that moment, whether it's walking away or it's doing these techniques of feeling, breathing compassion until you feel yourself come back to balance, and then seeing when you're using the M wave when you're there. The techniques are what make it work. The M wave shows you when you're there instead of fooling yourself, because so often we think we're calm, we're not really there, and then we get triggered again 10 seconds later. We take 10 deep breaths, but then we're about like a bottle of fizzy water that's capped, ready to blow, and we do at the next opportunity or the next thing the person says. So in anger management, you really want to have that shift in your physiology so that doesn't happen.
Interesting. It sounds really good. Is there another example you could give us of a life situation where you could alter it by using this device?
Well, I think that there are so many situations, but for example, parents and children. I mean, how we trigger each other, and learning how any situation that triggers your anxiety, that triggers your anger or frustration or impatience, mm-hmm. all those feelings drain energy if you let them go on or if you let them continue. And it helps us to get back into our balanced state quickly. So we suggest people use the M-Wave both to prep and reset. That means when you know you're going to have that talk with your kid or spouse or friend or boss, prep by getting yourself in the green and the M-Wave, getting yourself in sync first. And you will be really conditioning the environment and inside yourself to be much more at your best in that talk and more balanced and poised and in charge of yourself and to listen better. Your perspective changes. And so then there's times where we just fall off, blow it, get upset anyway, and that's human. And we call that, okay, use the M-Wave to reset. You know, when we get triggered, use it to reset quickly, come back to balance. We're not carrying that energy drain and worrying and reprocessing, I should have said this, I should have done that. All of that just keeps us in a stress response and drains our energy.
Sounds good. Now, I noticed that you had one of the books that you put out was on weight control using mm-hmm. this device. So tell us about using weight control, controlling weight this way.
Sure. Well, it's Stopping Emotional Eating, and it's the M-Wave Stress and Weight Management Program. And I think it's pretty well accepted now by experts that the reason we keep yo-yo dieting, the reason a lot of us don't lose weight even when we diet, is because we tend to be emotional eaters, meaning consciously or unconsciously, we grab for food and eat mechanically when we use food to comfort ourselves, meaning we're not comforting ourselves from within in other ways. We are using food to compensate for some discomfort, or we're using it just as a nervous stress response. And when people do that, it develops a habit, a neural habit again. And a metabolic habit. So what we want to do is, how do we interrupt a pattern? How do we do a pattern interrupt so that we stop emotional eating? And the book really helps you, again, learn how to use heart power, because willpower doesn't work. Willpower is short-lived and fizzles. Heart power enables you to make those shifts so you can really begin to see the triggers and gain more clarity so you're bigger than them, and be able to make choices that are better for you in terms of food. But we start off with the same basic, simple learning the M-Wave, and you use it to get in the green before you eat.
So it's first and foremost a way to get hold of, to really realize what you're doing to yourself.
Exactly. You first have to become aware. First is emotional awareness. And we need help for that, because we live such high-speed, mechanical, fast lives that we don't always know what's going on inside, and we don't want to become, like, narcissistic, what am I feeling every moment? It's not about that.
Right.
It's about learning. So if you're an emotional eater or a stress eater, when you start to reach for that bag of potato chips or a few minutes before that impulse happens, how do you get in coherence? Because as soon as you do that, it's going to give you the power, the heart power,
mm-hmm.
to step back and see, wait a minute, I have another choice here. Or part of the techniques in stopping emotional eating and the whole program, there's 7 webinars and there's one-on-one coaches that train in it, coach you in it too if you want. A lot of people need a heart buddy. But the real key is to be able to comfort yourself from within, from your own heart, not be dependent on food or someone else or anything external. And as you use the M-Wave, it becomes your heart buddy. You feel the self-comfort. You're soothing yourself, or what we in psychology call self-soothing. When that happens, the pull for the food starts to go away. And we see people without changing anything, without having it in our study, the study we did on this, without we we controlled for exercise and diet and all that, but we said, don't change any of that. If you're not dieting, if you're not exercising, don't do anything different. And because we wanted to see what the effect of just this was.
Mm-hmm.
And people, whether they were dieters on a, you know, another diet plan, on a diet plan, or whether they hadn't started anything or they had just fallen off the wagon and were burned out on dieting, they all, if they used it, they lost weight. And it changed their internal motivation. After a few weeks, they're going, you know, I feel now like I want to go to the gym. Their own intuition started to speak. Their own bodies, they came back into balance, would tell them what it wanted to eat or how, or that it wanted to exercise. It wasn't a duty, I should do this, and if I don't, I'm going to feel guilty. It started coming from within themselves, which is what happens. The body knows what it really needs once you bring your heart rhythms into balance and you listen to it.
Interesting. So learning a way of, as you say, bringing the heart balance back,
mm-hmm.
With by talking to yourself through it or going through these exercises, mm-hmm. means that you don't need that chocolate chip cookie, you don't need that bag of potato chips, you don't need that cigarette, you don't need that drink.
Right, and that takes time to undo those pull patterns and addictions because there's neural grooves, circuits that have been run. But with the power of the heart and the power of coherence, can override that and help transform that as you practice a little on that within 6 to 9 weeks. And that is unusual. That is powerful.
So if someone's interested in trying your program, how does one learn about this or purchase it or whatever?
Well, heartmath.com. That's HEARTMATH.com.
Okay.
And the program is there. The M-Wave is there. There's also a, if they want an online course, there's a 5-week course on Revitalize You for stress and if they want management and building resilience. If they want to get the Stopping Emotional Eating program, they just go to the, enter it in the search engine or go to the store and it'll take them right there. They can get the booklet and the program and they can get the webinars if they want. They can get a coach if they want. If they want just the M-Wave, EMWAVE, they can just enter that in or go to the store and get that, either the desktop computer version or the handheld version. It's all there at heartmath.com.
Okay, great. So and as you say, there are optional courses and so forth that people can elect, or they can just get the device and the basic instructions and do it themselves?
Absolutely, or they can get a one-on-one provider, a HeartMath-trained provider to work with them on it. Either way, it's all, you know, it's all the options are there. There's books, there's e-books if they're interested in the research. There's a lot of resources there, but I really encourage people to get the M-Wave because that'll accelerate the whole process of whatever you want to use it for, whether it's relationships, anxiety, depression, or eating.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Deborah, for being with us. We don't seem to have any questions from the chat line. So I think we'll go ahead and stop at this point. Again, the website is heartmath.com and HEARTMATH.com. And thank you very, very much, Dr. Deborah Rosman, for being with us. And thanks to everybody for coming today and learning a new technique, a sort of biofeedback mechanism that is now available to you that you might be able to use to help bring your heart and your brain in sync, which in turn should help your autonomic nervous system calm down and behave itself so that you can feel more at peace with yourself and hopefully get through some of those little thrumming medical issues that we all have in the background at some point in our day. So thank you very much.
Anything else you'd like to say?
Go ahead.
Okay, you take care.
Thanks, you too. And everybody have a great week. We'll be back next week with another program, and we hope that you will be well and be a powerful patient. Take good care.